Call a request. Good afternoon, Vishal speaking.
Hi, it's just Jack here from Roshana Care Group.
Jack, how are you?
I'm all right, yourself?
Good, thank you.
That's the way. I've just sent through a new print job that I'm hoping to get printed, and I'd love to just have a conversation about it. I usually deal with Amit, but he's on annual leave at the moment, so I thought I'd just give you guys a call directly.
Let me just, have you been had a quote for that, or you haven't had a, received a quote for this yet?
No, I've only just sent it through. But to be honest with you, it's such an urgent print job that the cost doesn't really matter.
How, by when you need it done by?
I need it done by end of day Tuesday. I'm happy to come out to where you guys are if you guys can't post it, because we need it by Wednesday.
We are midday today. Amit's coming on Monday first thing. He can, I can see like, there's a payment came through of 440770. Not sure what you have paid, but you have mentioned, Roshana Care Group mentioned like an old invoice number, which is 89337, which is invoice amount is less than what you have paid us. So I'm fine to see what else have you paid, because it's at the end of the day, it's not matching to the payment. So let me just check.
I have the email here, because I don't do the payment. It's someone else in my company that does that, and I got the invoice here as well. I can open it up and see how much they have charged.
Can you see if you can find, because I've received the payment of $4,407.70,
$4,407 payments that needs to be done, isn't there?
Yeah, one is 395120. But when I received in the bank 440770, they wrote invoice number 89337. So 89337 is 3,951.40. So there is a difference of there's 4407.20. So difference of $456. $456.50. So I'm assuming they have paid already. They have paid me $456 more. So I'm happy to allocate that against that other $4,000 invoice, which is still unpaid. Invoice number 90894. But my kind request is Grant, who is looking after Amit and couple of other person, while the few management team has went away.
I'll let you finish.
So Grant, who looks after Amit's work, he's just running around busy at the moment this afternoon. So if you can kindly wait till Monday morning, Amit will action the job straight away for you.
Yes.
Or
the one issue I've had is that I had a conversation with Amit, and he's given me a time frame of he said that I need to send it by midday today, which is now, for the job to be processed in time for us to receive.
So have
we
you
have
sent
a,
in the artwork?
Yeah, I've just sent the artwork to info at Quality Press.
So the info email, that email has already been, Amit received that email, and so do Grant Goods, who is covering Amit. He also received that email. So I can speak with Grant and say him that you just phoned regarding this, but so I believe if Grant had said, not Grant, Amit has said to you, then may I know the quote number, if he have sent you a quote or he hasn't done the quote?
He hasn't sent me a quote, unfortunately. I've only just applied the artwork today, because it was a very rushed job. Like, I only started working on the job not yesterday, the day before. And they've given me a very short timeline to get it done. So I just thought I'd try to get it to you guys as soon as possible.
Sure.
And I was hoping you guys could work with me too.
what you want me to do? Do you want me to pass it on to? Do you want me to try Grant Good's line and you can speak, or I can speak with him as well and pass it on?
If Grant's handling Amit, I'm happy to just speak to Grant if that's possible.
Yeah, sure. Let me just try.
Thank you.
Cool. There, Jack.
Hi, yes.
He's not on his desk. As I said, he told me that he's going to Subiaco by 1, so he must be on his way because he had to do like a couple of people's few things happening. He's a bit busy with work today. I can reassure you that I can speak with him upon return. And say him that how much is the page for the book or text artwork you sent?
So the artwork I sent is we need 2 fabric flag banners.
I'll write down 2.
Sure. Like fabric flag banners?
Yeah, flag banners.
And these one of them is 1.5 meters long, and then another one I think is just under 1 meter long.
Second one is under 1 meter.
The other thing we'll also need is I've sent 14 different variations of A2. These are paddle signs.
Paddle signs. That's not also quoted yet? That's also not quoted yet?
Yeah, the books are a completely different project. But I'll also have to talk about that as well after this, sorry. So the 14, we need 40 signs printed from
4-0.
The 14.
Okay.
Yeah, 4-0. And if you could just do it, like, I don't really mind which ones. You do like for more, if you have to do 3 of 1 or 2 of 1,
just
reach 40 out of
them. I have to pass
them.
On the message, so I'll just say him like, you're after some urgent paddle signs and 2 fabric flag banners. Have you spoken with Amit by any chance yesterday or today or no?
Yeah, I spoke to him yesterday. I think it was yesterday.
Okay, he's still available on his mobile if you want to ask. Would you like to phone him or?
I can give him a call. Do you think it would be worth giving him a call?
Yeah, I would give him a call because they are normally attending the work phones. So if you have to, you can still feel free to give him a call.
Yeah. Okay,
just
and he would be able to process it?
He will be able to send some instructions if he have to our estimating team to do like at least the quotes and things like that.
Okay.
But after finishing with your phone, I'm going to give a call to Grant and as well straight away.
Awesome.
He can send that email from his phone to at least the estimating team to give you the price and all that.
Okay. Well, I might give him a call then as well.
I can give you Grant's mobile as well if you want.
Yeah, I might actually speak to, if you want, I can give Grant a call, or will you just need to give him a call anyways?
Yeah, so I can give him a call, that's easy.
Alright, what if I give you my phone number, and if Grant needs to call me, he can call me.
Sure, number,
please. So if he can call me on 0433.
0433.
188.
517, so it's Jack 043318 517.
Yeah. Awesome.
Okay, no worries, Jack. I'll see what
you
can do best for you. No worries,
awesome.
Thank you.
I was
cool.
Also just wondering, I just need to ask this as well. My manager has asked me to see where we are at with the resident handbook we put through. Now that our bill is settled, we're hoping to get that project printed as soon as possible as well.
Well, okay. I am aware. 14 kinds of resident handbooks you are talking about?
Yeah, that's the one.
So that one was 244 quantities, right?
Yes, yeah, that's the one.
It still says it's been... I think Amit may be planning to do that one as Grant have not managed to book that one in. But I
okay.
have said to him. But I just wanted to know what... Look, I know that's regardless because now there's only 30th of September invoice payment needs to be done, which
yeah.
is 10 days. So I'm happy to let everything go. But my main concern is Roshana Care Group have not filled our company credit application form.
Okay.
And so that we give Roshana a 30-day terms. So normally, otherwise, we deal with all customers as payment upfront.
Oh, okay, I see.
So in this case, I don't know what was the arrangement between Amit and you or the person who is dealing at Roshana. That is he? Are we expecting full payment of both $4,000 or only one or something like that? So I haven't got instructions from Amit yet. So,
oh, okay.
But I will be saying to Grant about this handbooks as well, 14 kinds of handbooks.
Okay. Yeah.
But that will be an offset job and it will take some time to get it done. Not
yeah.
more than a week or so, but just saying approximately.
Yeah, Amit.
Is that okay with you?
Yeah, Amit said that it'll be about a week.
Yeah,
We have been trying to push this one through for quite some time with issues like from our billing, which is like obviously on our end. But yeah, unfortunately, it's come like I'm the graphic designer and I'm getting the.
You know what? I'm the accountant.
Bit of it.
I'm the main accountant. I will tell you. The reason when how many chase ups I've done for this July invoice, it would be more than at least four.
Yeah, and
yeah,
I don't think it's right that we're not paying you guys because you guys are doing a great service and you always like Amit has always done very
yeah,
well.
Yeah, Amit's always thorough and
yeah.
our service we don't even request so much like phone calls, payments like all the time. We send like few emails and that's it, but. It's just that we have a history with Roshana now that they are playing a bit slow as compared
yeah.
to how they should be. So I don't know what's the reason behind this. That's why I want credit application to be sent out as well.
Yeah.
And which I've spoken with Amit on Monday that we need to have either a credit application or the account to be paid up or something like that so that we can rely on the work in future.
Yeah, definitely. Are you able, do you know who you've sent the credit application to? Because I can pass that on to someone else.
I can email you the credit application. Let me just check. I have got your email address in the system. Yeah, Jack
Chiswell.
Yep.
At
Roshana. Yep, no worries. I'll just flick you through this credit app at least so that
awesome.
You can have this rolling and we don't have much issues going
yeah.
forward.
I also want to thank you guys because you've always been very good for us and I know like it must be frustrating on your end not seeing that the bills have been paid, but you guys really do us solid favors a lot, so thank you for that.
Now look, thank you very much for your understanding. We do try our best to give the best service as we can all the time. And so do me and our team. So, yeah, it's just that. Jack, I'm getting another phone call on my phone mobile.
Yeah, sure.
I'll send you the credit application and I'll follow up with Grant meanwhile, yeah?
Sure thing.
All
Thank
right,
you
then.
So much for your help.
No worries. Thank you. Bye.
Alrighty, see ya.
Bye.